From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, have gathered in Manila. President Trump attending the two-day meeting. He also is holding talks with host Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte. Mr. Duterte sought to avoid confronting China over the South China Sea, calling it the region's number one economic powerhouse.
And we have to be friends. The other hotheads would like us to confront China and the rest of the world for so many issues. The South China Sea is better left untouched.
His comments follow an earlier offer by Mr. Trump to act as a mediator to ease the disputes. In August, ASEAN adopted a network and negotiating framework for a code of conduct in the South China Sea. Mr. Duterte also said he doesn't expect his controversial anti-drug program to be discussed when he and Mr. Trump meet. The Asia Foundation's Stephen Rood said the controversial drug war has the backing of the Filipino public for now.
However, there is growing concern about the fact that so many people are killed in the course of that war, and that concern has been growing. So in the end, if that's the only way that the drug war is being fought, it could undercut support for it.
The crackdown has taken nearly 4,000 lives since last year. Rights groups have criticized it over alleged extrajudicial killings. Mr. Duterte says he's never told police to break the law. U.S. Defense Department says three U.S. drone attacks were carried out over the past few days, targeting Al-Shabaab and Islamic State militants in Somalia. It said several jihadists were killed. This is VOA News.